instead of
Who knows these days?
Of Putin. I mean, although maybe Putin controls Mother Nature. Everyone's been talking, John, about how Trump has all these Russia connections. We've even had former senior government figures out there saying that they think that he's an unwitting agent of the Russians and all that. But the Hillary-Russia connections are fascinating and are getting much less attention. Walk us through some of those.
Yeah, I mean, look, Trump's connections to the Russians are kind of overt. I mean, he's not really bothering to hide them. Hillary has them, too, and the Clintons, as they're Clintons, are a little better at hiding them, but we really do need to talk about them. Of course, this being the Clintons, the nexus with Moscow is about money, fundamentally. We've known for a while that John Podesta, her campaign chairman, has had some strange ties to Russian corporations, the Podesta Group, the lobbying firm, high-powered Democratic lobbying firm in D.C. He founded with his brother, has taken money from Kremlin sources under the guise of doing lobbying work. But it's actually a lot worse than that. We now know Clinton cash. We now know some of the Clinton Inc. links to the Skolkovo Foundation. This is really important. Skolkovo is a high-tech complex west of Moscow established back in 2009 to be sort of Russia's Silicon Valley. And unlike our Silicon Valley, Skolkovo is actually basically a government enterprise. Putin has massively funded it to develop high technology, and it has close connections with the Russian military and the Russian intelligence services. Unfortunately, the Clinton Foundation seems to have been basically laundering money from corporations, U.S. and other corporations, giving money to Skolkovo that wound up giving the Clinton Foundation many millions of dollars. How many is not clear. At least 6 million, maybe much more. We're just not sure. And the problem is the FBI had already warned American businesses not to deal with Skolkovo because it was basically a front for Russian intelligence. So why is the Clinton Foundation encouraging Cisco, among many other Google, U.S. corporations to invest in Skolkovo when these are actually also donors to the Clinton Foundation? It's a real mess.
Yeah, I think generally speaking, the public is much less focused on corporate espionage than they are on sort of military and the classic intel espionage that's been going on for, well, as long as people have been trying to gain advantages over their adversaries. But from the Russian point of view, from the Chinese point of view, from really any adversarial country's point of view, if they can get our trade secrets, that's in some cases more valuable, certainly in a dollar and cents than anything that they could get necessarily on the other side. And so this seems like it was a huge opportunity for Russian corporations with ties to Russian intelligence to get access to sensitive U.S. commercial information.
Right.
And, oh, by the way, the whole time the Clinton Foundation is getting cash from those same entities.
Russians have been stealing American high technology for a very long time. This is not new. What is new is in the Cold War, they actually had to recruit so-called private firms just reach out to American counterparts and say, let's do a deal. Well, the problem is the high-tech guys on the Russian side are at least sharing information with Russian intelligence and may actually be Russian intelligence. And Americans are just not very sensitive to all this, whereas Russians are.
Now, the uranium concession, by the way, this comes up a lot when people talk about the Clinton Foundation's shady dealings. What can you tell us about this, about the uranium mining concession that the Clinton Foundation, you know, what's the tie-in there?
Hello?
Yeah, there we go. And he's back. This is what happens. Phone lines. Are we gone? We're going to have to try to call him again. It was just getting good, dude. It was just getting exciting there. We're about to talk uranium. I mean, this is, you know, 88 miles per hour plutonium reactor going back in time. We were talking about all kinds of fun stuff. And then Schindler disappeared. I guess it must be very, very heavy rain down in Florida. Also, if we're going to steal some technology, maybe we should steal technology to make the phone companies actually work even when it's raining. That would be kind of cool. You would think that we would be at that point in time. But why don't we, hold on. Oh, we're back with Schindler? I don't hear Schindler, but apparently you can hear Schindler. John, tell us about the uranium mining.
Oh, this is bad stuff too. Look, the Clinton Foundation was doing deals with Russian firms to sell something like 20% of U.S. uranium to companies that are indirectly or directly controlled by the Kremlin. Remember, insane countries that have nuclear weapons, uranium is treated like a strategic industry. Certainly the Russians treat it that way. We used to treat it that way. In Bill and Hillary Clinton's America, uranium is something that you sell to the Russians. This is crazy. This is stuff that during the Cold War would have considered essentially treasonous, but this is going on too. Why there aren't congressional investigations about this?
John, I think.
Hello?
Yeah, there we go. Why there aren't congressional investigations?
Yeah, why aren't there? I mean, these are vital nuclear strategic materials that we are letting the Russians have for profit, by the way. Why is that? Who is benefiting from this and why?
Yes. Qui bono, right? Qui bono.
Qui bono. As well, and of course, it's the Clintons, so you know what the qui bono is. It's ultimately about cash and power. Trump's ties to the Kremlin are about his ego as much as anything else, I think, whereas the Clintons are very easy to understand what's going on here.
Right. Trump's ties are more along the lines of, isn't Steven Seagal pretty close with Putin just because?
Oh, yeah. Steven Seagal, remember, he doesn't get a lot of big deals these days here, so he hangs out in Russia. It's like Gerard Depardieu, the semi-washed-up famous French actor who's taken Russian citizenship and hangs out with Putin. Putin's collecting all these sort of strange, washed-up Western kind of action stars. I joke like the movie The Expendables 37 is going to be set in Crimea. But, you know, I mean, this is, yes, yeah, Steven Seagal is one of the many people who has nowhere else to go.
All right. Well, keep an eye on all those Hillary Russia connections for us, John.
I will for you, Buck. Great
John
to hear,
Schindler,
though.
Formerly of the NSA, currently with the Observer. Read his latest at Observer.com. John, thank you very much, sir.
Great, thanks.
All right, team. We've got a whole lot more. Buck's